B-I-A, B-I-O.
All right, Barnes is here with a pause. The update that was live a few minutes ago with Senator Grassley and the Arctic Frost update, which we already know we're ahead of it, is that it targeted the press, myself, it targeted Trump's lawyers, it targeted Republican leaders of the party around the country. Barnes, you got to come back tomorrow, the next few days. You're so hard to get a hold of. I love you to death. You just tell the crew when you can come on the next few days, for God's sakes, or I'll tape it at night with you. We got to do a deep dive with you because you are the expert of experts on this. But as negative as we are, at least we're way more traction we got 5 years ago, right? In the last, you know, Trump administration, those, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago starting. But how do we counter this? What else can we do to stop this tyranny?
The advantage of all of this disclosures is it gives the green light to every federal prosecutor, every state prosecutor, anywhere in the country now has jurisdiction to look into this, because this was so systemic, so broad, such a wide dragnet that it basically covered every literally part of the nation, and almost every person within the country at some level was dragged into this. Because if you said anything on social media in support of it, if you were in anybody's call log, if you were in a donor list, if you were in an email list, if you were in a text list, you were targeted. This basically targeted all of MAGA throughout the entire nation, was dragged into this investigation and inquiry, violating their federally protected civil rights, intended to intimidate and terrorize them, no less than the power of the Klan in the 1870s. And so those state and federal laws give the right and the power of every jurisdiction in the country to look at bringing cases. People should look also at bringing civil cases here, because this was a massive systemic civil rights investigation that involved private and public actors. And so it was across the board. So use it as a roadmap for taking apart the corrupt Soros-oriented NGOs, for the corrupt rogue actors in the FBI and elsewhere, and everybody's got power and authority to do so at every level of investigatory and prosecutory role. And if they utilize that, then we can get back to the path of fixing this once and for all. Because what this has proven is the need for institutional reform. We need institutional reform at the FBI and the Justice Department, but we need to be able to do institutional reform by using the power that everybody has to bring their own claims in court, for prosecutors and investigators to bring claims as appropriate, because everybody was implicated by this. This was a Klan on steroids. This was Stasi Soviet-style lawfare at a level we have never witnessed in the history of the United States.
Yeah, for folks who don't know, and you're an expert on this, and you literally grew up and did this and fought the Klan yourself, Representative Wesley Snipes, everything else. The Klan was a pussy group compared to all this, but they were doing it in the South. It was judges, it was lawyers, it was newspapers, it was business people. It wasn't just their ground forces dynamiting black churches or shooting black people. It was a organized crime syndicate. We have laws to counter this, and that is literally what the Democrats are doing, which is the party of the KKK.
Exactly. Klantifa is just an extension of the old KKK. And now we know they weaponized the entire federal government law enforcement apparatus to suppress and censor and take out our civil rights and civil liberties. That is
the same stuff they did to Martin Luther King with the COINTELPRO.
Exactly. In fact, it's just 10 times worse.
In fact, isn't what Jack Smith and Arctic Frost is COINTELPRO 2.0, or is it 5.0?
It's COINTELPRO on steroids. I mean, it's COINTELPRO times two. It's exponential COINTELPRO. That's what this was. That's what this is. And it needs to be exposed as such. Credit to Senator Grassley. Credit to Congressman Jordan. We need to see more action from the FBI. Need more action from the Justice Department. But everybody should see this as a green light to take action themselves in the civil legal arena and in the criminal legal arena.
Well, my lawyers want to talk to you because we already have suits. We already got all the documents. We haven't released the big stuff yet. We need to have a conference. We'll fly to Austin. I'll rehire you again. We're ready to go to war. We're ready to file the lawsuits?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. We have to in order to get real remedy to protect our constitutional republic, or it's all done for.
Is she ready for the conspiracy against rights lawsuit?
Absolutely.
We got DOJ backing on that. Barnes, I'm going to, during the break, set a time to come back on right now. We love you. Robert Barnes, you can find him, vivabarneslaw.locals.com, Barnes_law. Be sure to follow him. Thank you, Robert Barnes. We love you.
Happy to be here.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Troops will debark for ground assault. Prepare to target the main generator.
Rogue 2, are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Rogue Leader.
Well, send Harpoon. I'll cover for you.
Distance to power generators.
17.28.
Maximum firepower. Target,
and Kyle Serafin, who I've been begging to come on for weeks, has major breaking news about the people above Arctic Frost. They removed the agent that ran it, but not the controllers. Then our job is to expose corruption. Democrats, Republicans, we don't give a damn. That's a great part of being a patriot and just being truthful. We don't think about consequences. Justice be done when the heavens fall. We expose it. We have the FBI director and all the things he's involved in and the things he's doing and desperately trying to shut down Kyle Serafin with a viral tweet on X about during the shutdown, what is he doing using the private FBI jet to fly for a private party? Because we can't be the Democrats. We have to be better than them. And we have to get rid of the dead wood and not sit here and bow down. And because behind the scenes, everybody says Todd Blanche is horrible. Everybody says Cash Patel is horrible. Everybody says Pam Bondi is just a person that wants to be on TV. But they're all cowards. They won't say it on air. Well, Kyle Serafin will. I will. But Todd Blanche, long before he killed the investigation a month ago, which he didn't kill, by the way, I'll just leave it at that. You know, long before that happened, we knew he would pull that. It's okay. Because now it's all coming out. But first, I want to look at Timothy R. Tebolt, which is not the NFL player, and who is still in place. It's our job. Trump doesn't know all this. He has 4 million employees, these white pill Q people. Oh, don't question anything. It's all trillion DHS. No, it's not. And Kyle Serafin is not trying to put notches in his belt, but literally he's batting 1,000 right now. As the most famous FBI whistleblower in history, so much what we know about the deep state attacking Catholics and Christians and raping kids in schools and covering it up is because of him and a few other people. And here he is again, spotlighting a major cockroach. So let's do this first on his overall take on the new documents that came out on Arctic Frost with myself and others targeted, and this total blueprint of look for gambling, look for campaign finance fraud, look for money laundering, look for anything criminal to all the FBI offices, not just January 6th, which is a Fed surrection, But now this giant dragnet, we have that, and then we have them doing this, and we have who is actually was in charge of all of this. This is key information. So, Carl Serafin, thank you so much for your time, your unpopular podcast, and all the great work you do. I can just search engine Carl Serafin to find your daily podcast and more. You got a lot to cover, so I'm going to try in the 20 minutes we have left to just shut up and let you go. But let's go first before the big news on them. So scared of this Kash Patel running around in the private jet, millions of dollars a week, you know, all this during the shutdown. Yeah, we're not supposed Democrats doing this. We expose everybody. But first, let's hit this big enchilada. Carl Serafin.
All right. Arctic Frost, right? So you got Chuck Grassley out there talking about it. You got Josh Hawley out there making news. Everybody wants to go out and get a soundbite. Everybody wants to chip in $5 in our email. Can you help me support? We're fighting tyranny, the FBI. We're going to get it back on track. All this kind of nonsense is BS. And what's troubling is, Alex, and I'm actually going to disagree with your previous guest. I haven't talked to Barnes about this, but I think he's overly optimistic about what's happening there. What we are seeing is that the media and even the right-wing coverage of it, generally people who we might agree with on a lot of topics, they are seeing the trees and they are going, look at all these terrible trees. What they are missing is the bigger, broader, and more dangerous forest. And the forest is the FBI is not like a bunch of people who are partisan actors. They're not a bunch of political hacks that are out there. There are some of them. They removed one. You mentioned Timothy Tebow. So he's on the main front page of that that released documents. It's the series of stuff that they declassified and they've released out to the public. It's heavily redacted, by the way. Tim Tebow was removed in November of 2022. The guy that replaced Tim Tebow, who continued on with that investigation as the assistant special agent in charge of the criminal branch 2 over at Washington Field Office. And that's very specific. So the people who are listening should know who to find. That's Dave Geist. They should be able to find the people that actually were involved in this continuing on. And what they did is they said, yeah, we knocked out a couple of people. We didn't redact the name of Walter Gardena. We didn't redact the name of a couple other people you see on there. If you see on your screen right now, folks, what you're seeing is the cover sheet or the opening for the case of Arctic Frost. And the names that you'll see on there are Brian Turner, who's gone, and Jason Jones, who's gone, and Luis Quesada, who's gone, and Steve D'Antuono, who's gone, and Tim Tebow, who's gone, and Paula Bate, who was the deputy director, and he's gone. What you don't see are the names that are redacted, and those redacted people still work for the FBI. That's Tim Tebow right there. He was walked out, and my sourcing says that when he left the building at Washington Field Office, he was in tears. He was forced to retire. But he was a partisan actor. He was a Trump hater. His social media
so
indicated
tell us,
as much.
Tell us who Dave Geist is.
They thought they were getting away with this.
Tell us who Dave Geist is.
So he was the ASAC that continued on and took over the position after Tim Tebow left. So Tebow was exposed for his political tweets and some stuff that he posted on social media that was obviously Trump hating, and it was a bad optic. And so they got rid of the guy. And so fine, that's what they did. But listen, the FBI is like every other organization. You pull out one piece of management, another person steps in either as an acting or they hire somebody to do that job. Someone gets promoted into the role. And the people that got promoted into those roles, what Barnes was saying is that now we have this ability to go after everybody and we can go out and root out the corruption and find the bad guys. And that sounds really optimistic and rah-rah America. I'm a little bit more pessimistic, and here's the reason why, Alex. I read that document, and I saw something that was heavily researched, that was incredibly well thought out, and it was approved at every single level of the federal government to include the Attorney General of the United States, the top person of the DOJ. What we saw was DOJ buy-in. Then we saw the DAG, the Deputy Attorney General. We saw the AAG for the criminal branch signed off on it. We saw that the Deputy Director of the FBI, which might as well be the director, it's the number two person, but it has equal power to approve. They're a delegate of the actual director of the FBI. Then we saw the ADIC of the field office, which is the top person in that office. We saw the chief division counsel, who's the top attorney. We saw the office of general counsel. We saw the office of the public sector. Every single part of the FBI agreed to it. Every single part of DOJ agreed to it. You also had the postal inspector agree. You had the people who are at the National Archives agree. So all of this stuff, they can be outraged all they want and they can go raise $5 per person and try to do some grassroots fundraising. And everybody from Grassley to Lindsey Graham is going to go get some money on it. But this was a legal operation. It was actually predicated as a legal operation. The things they did were, strictly speaking, legal. And so the broader picture that most people are not going to grab, and you're not going to hear other people talk about, because it's just an incredibly dangerous scenario. And there's nothing that we can really do without a total renovation, something I've been talking about for a while now with you and others. You cannot fix the FBI without fixing the people in the FBI, and we haven't done that. I sent your guys a meme, and the meme is essentially the same sort of like the pitch, the Don Draper standing up by a, you know, by a document, and he just says, hey, reform, but with the same guys. The same people who worked at the FBI before Trump was in are the same people who worked there before. They're still there. This reform attitude, but using the same people, is what Kash Patel is going to fail at. You can't fix it because the people who work for the FBI don't have the moral character.
I totally agree. So you sent me the guy that was the puppet, but you have to help us because I want to put it on screen. The guy that was in charge of him, Dave Geist. How do you spell that?
It's G-E-I-S-T. You can't find a picture of him online. He's actually really pretty smart. A lot of these guys have gone and they've reduced their footprint. So their LinkedIns are gone. Even though they used to always be out there looking for the next job when they retire, they've realized that we're outing them.
Well,
we're exposing them.
We know the name. It's Dave what?
It's Golf Echo India Sierra Tango Geist. I've gone looking for him. I can't find pictures of him.
And
but
so
I know
that's
what he did.
Guy,
and I know where he was at.
We're spotlighting who was actually behind Arctic Frost. So I get you're saying it's political. They brought it out. But how amazing is it? Because we put it through ChatGPT. I talked to you, others. This is literally a dragnet. Was there gambling? Was there money laundering? Was there campaign finance?
Right.
Jack Smith wasn't looking for J6 attacking the Capitol. He was saying to the FBI across the country, find me anything. And then they all signed on to it. So doesn't that open this up to grand juries around the country to investigate this?
I think what this does is it shows you that there is a problem with the actual institution because this was, strictly speaking, a legal operation. You had authorization from the AG, which is a presidential appointee, like assigned to do this work. The law supports that. The way that the FBI does business is under the Department of Justice guidelines, which are written up by the Attorney General. It's called the AGG DOM, which is the Domestic Operations Manual.
Who are the
good
people?
So this is a legal thing.
I really respect you. Who are the good people? Who are the bad people? What is currently happening right now in the administration? Let's just call balls and strikes. I'm not saying you're God, you have all the answers, but I have stuff like this. I have stuff like this. Because I know criminal coverage. I've been on there 31 years. Normally the FBI or even locals put out their case. They know it's a war with the jury. They do. Oh, no, we're not really seeing anything on Charlie Kirk. And I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, folks. You know, I tend to think it's a leftist. They said they'd kill him. They celebrated all of it. But then they 3,000 people gag order all this. Now, Kash Patel shuts down Charlie Kirk foreign intelligence probe, an explosive feud with Trump's counterterrorism chief, who wants to look at all of it. What is this? I mean, why would they be actively covering something up if it's not there?
So what I understand with this information is that Joe Kent's one of the good guys. This is from people that I trust that have, you know, dealt with him, that have spoken to him directly. Joe Kent actually talked to me, and he didn't have any reservations with having a short chat with me. So when the guy who's in charge of counterterrorism, who's working on with and on behalf of people in ODNI, and they're looking to try to figure out, hey, what is the intelligence aspect of this? Is there a foreign nation involved? That's what the question has to do. Was Charlie Kirk's killer influenced, operated, goaded, groomed, etc., by some foreign nation? Or was it just somebody who was radically, you know, radical online because of what their own, you know, ingestion was? Was it organic or was it something that was targeted? The only way that you do that is you do a full investigation. I sent you guys another piece of it because my instinct is, and I'm just reading between the lines here, the FBI is not well respected over at ODNI. It's part of the intelligence community, and this is something I know from my time there. It's part of the intelligence community that really doesn't fit because it's really supposed to be a law enforcement agency, so they're not very good at doing intelligence. They're dangerous because they have that access and the capability, but it doesn't mean that the people in the intelligence sphere think about them as peers. I'll give you a real quick example. If the FBI were to send what we call a SME or a subject matter expert on fill in the blank, you know, terroristic threat, that person may have 2-3 years in. They're a youngish analyst and they're considered an FBI subject matter expert because they've been doing it for a couple of years. When you talk to somebody at CIA, when you talk to somebody at NSA, when you talk to somebody at ODNI that's working this threat, they have 20 plus years under their belt. And it's the only thing that they think about every single day. And they know every aspect of the thing that they'd be worried about. So they're truly subject matter experts. And then we send these kind of half-assed people in from the bureau and they sit in the same room and they're totally outclassed with their knowledge base and their experience. So when ODNI wants to look into it, if a Joe Kent wants to look into it and say, hey, can we take a look at what you got going on? The FBI is afraid of being embarrassed regularly. And the same people who are in the FBI that don't want to share information, whether it because it exposes them badly, because it reflects poorly upon the bureau, it shows an inability to protect threats. There's a lot of reasons why they may want to do it. They don't want to share information with the rest of the what's called the USIC, or the United States intelligence community. And my instinct is that the foreign nation involvement here, and this is purely my analysis. This is purely my thought process from looking at some other things that have been going on. We saw those server farms that were cracked out in New York, right? We saw that those things were taken down. There were 100,000 plus SIM cards,
and China?
They were able to take down telco. This is China. Yeah. And so the odds are is not only can they do taking down of telco networks or shutting down 911 or screwing up with our critical infrastructure, they're also operating sophisticated bot networks that are completely infiltrating the free platforms, Reddit, Discord, Facebook. If you can sign up, these AI bots can now go through the factor authentication.
Just to not be embarrassed.
They don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to be part of the like being exposed for having failed a threat analysis. What we do know is that the FBI was not the lead entity on this bot network situation. That was actually done by HSI. And as I understand it, they didn't go to any of the FBI assets who normally would be the lead investigative unit because they didn't trust that the FBI could either do it or were competent enough to do it or would do it without being like some sort of compromise.
Really sophisticated. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old because I know a lot of what you're saying. You know a lot more than me, and I know the audience is smart, but you know, they're probably not understanding it.
Yeah, because
I barely do.
Simple words are.
What the war for the soul of America is in the Justice Department, obviously. It's the most powerful thing domestically, with the most powerful country in the world. What is your grade of Trump right now? Who is the problem in the administration? I mean, okay, Trump calls you into the White House and says, call Serafin, which would be a smart thing. What do I do to save America? What do you do?
Well, he's never really had good Justice Department picks. And he doesn't have a Justice Department that works on his behalf. It doesn't work on behalf of the Constitution of the American people. So that's the biggest problem. I would reference the Durham report, which was very simple. It said you cannot fix it with policy. You cannot fix it with lots of procedures. What you need are people that are actually going to be 100% dedicated to their oath above anybody who's in the administrations. So that's really hard to do. And I don't know that you can do it. And I think what the FBI has proven with Arctic Frost, with some of the stuff I've exposed about radical traditionalist Catholics and so on, these problems are not like a rogue case. I heard Barnes use the word like rogue operators. I actually think that this is what the institution does. I think that's what the FBI has always done. In the 19-teens, it went after communists, which we kind of are like, yeah, okay, we don't like communists, but they still have a First Amendment right. You know, they went after a lot of different other communists. They went after Japanese in the internment during World War II. They went after people for First Amendment protected things.
Then it was
things,
Muslims, it's a mass power, now it's Catholics. So let me ask you this.
Exactly.
You got the floor right now. How does this end with Trump 10 months in? Yeah, better than 8 years ago, but not enough. No kings. The left calls for violence. The EBT's cut off. Big picture, just as an American, as a father, as a husband,
yep.
Give us the State of the Union. We got 6 minutes to break. You got the floor. What is the state of America right now?
I would love it if Donald Trump zoomed out and didn't go for a win, because I know a lot of people want to see retribution and they want to see certain people in jail, and it doesn't look like they're going to be able to do that. When I'm seeing that case is properly predicated and it's documented very meticulously. I don't think you're going to get people on there, because what they did was, strictly speaking, legal. That's the biggest thing. So how do you fix the problem when the actual institution is the problem? That's what I see. DOJ, we probably need it. Unfortunately, we probably need a federal prosecution ability. But I'm not confident we need federal law enforcement the way that it is right now. And I certainly don't want to see them doing arrests. And I don't want to see them rounding up Alex Jones or having the director of the FBI's girlfriend sue me. I don't like any of it. I think it's all bad. I think going after people at anti-ICE protests who don't like ICE, they have a right to do that. That's an American right. And what we're doing is we're just pinging the ball from one side of the pendulum to the other side. So now the right's got it. So we're going to go after Antifa. We could have done that a long time ago. We never did. The FBI should have cases in Portland they could have done, and they didn't do it. I think the way that Trump has to address this is he had Bill Barr come in February of 2020, and he put in some memos and some policies that was explicitly supposed to stop the politicization and stop political investigations, because he just went through it, right? He just went through the Russiagate scandal. And what do they do? In this Arctic Frost document, they actually cite Bill Barr's memo, and they went by all the things that were necessary. They checked all the boxes, and they still opened the damn case. I think we've proven that the FBI cannot be trusted with the power that the FBI wields. So whether it's reincarnated as a very small, specifically federal law enforcement that cannot touch intelligence, or whether it doesn't exist at all, and we give that money back to the states and we start hiring state officers to do the job. You got 10 years as a statey. You got 10 years as a state trooper. You're a Texas Ranger. We'll let you do federal prosecutions. We'll deputize you. By the way, we already do that for task force. I'm not sure that the FBI can be trusted with the power it's had. I've been pretty keen on that for a while, that it's really problematic. Cash Patel is proving to me that he's not the one who's willing to wield it. He's not de-weaponizing. He's trying to get some partisan wins. he slapped his name, for God's sake, on every single page that they just released. It says it like some kind of an influencer. It says produced by FBI Director Cash Patel. What is that? We're seeing people try to take political wins on something that should be saying, how do we save this institution? How do we save Americans from having their government target them?
I wish I could advise Patel, be a leader, go off the deep state. People will worship you if that's what you want. Don't play PR games. So let me ask you this big question. You got, well, this is off record, so you say what you can say. You put out a tweet that's had millions of views with Cash Patel flying around the private jet during the shutdown to private events. We're not trying to bring down the Trump administration. We're trying to keep him honest. The administration, Susie Wiles, got very upset about this if it gets picked up. We're not raising this so it gets picked up. It's already been picked up. We don't want to act like the bad guys. So give us this huge piece of this.
Look, Cash Patel took a private jet that the FBI and you and I pay for. It's a federal government jet. And he flew up to State College to go watch his girlfriend sing a song at a wrestling event. And then he flew and followed her home. And I don't know whether she was on the plane or not. I'm trying to find that out. And I will eventually. Flew out to Nashville. I called this out under Chris Ray. That's what you guys are showing on the screen. I have been very consistent. My whistleblower activity on this particular topic of abuse of the FBI's jet was very tuned in on Chris Ray. And I actually sent your producers the actual email whistleblower disclosure, which I think is very ironic. It's the thing that I sent to Josh Hawley's office. It was in November of 2022. And the craziest thing about this email is the first line of it says, and you guys can maybe even zoom in on it. It says, I got your information from Cash Patel. I sat and had a dinner with Cash Patel January of 2023. There were four people at the table, myself included. And what did we talk about? But the abuse of the FBI director's jet. And that is the reason why he took it to True Social. And he tweeted out things, or he trushed out things, whatever you call it, saying that the FBI director's jet should be grounded. It's one of the reasons why I thought he understood the problem. And so the optics are, here's Trump trying to paint this as a Democrat shutdown. I think that's a mistake. I think they should just own it and just destroy the government and get it made really, really small, because you could do it right now. But they're trying to say this is a Democrat shutdown, that it's Chuck Schumer's fault. And you got Cash Patel flying out to see his girlfriend, who's half his age, to go sing a song. The maintainers of the jet are not getting paid. The people who fuel the jet are not getting paid. The people who clean the jet are not getting paid. The FBI employees outside of the agents who fly it are not getting paid. And he's out there jet setting like a millionaire, or more accurately, like a billionaire. And it looks terrible. It's an absolutely terrible optic coming from the same guy who said
cover up corruption. And so we have to expose.
He said he was going to make this go away. This was a thing that he actually told me when we sat face to face, that this was a problem and we're going to straighten it up.
And now if he's you have a champion. So exactly, they're really concerned about this, right? The White House, they get this is really stupid, which is not us highlighting it. We're not bad. This is a problem. Shouldn't be being done.
I already got phone calls from the New York Times. I got phone calls from NBC, CBS, everybody who saw it. Bulkwork just did a piece on it as well. I'm pointing out things that are ideologically consistent, because I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican. And all I want to see is nobody waste our money. That's your money and my money that we pay in taxes. And I know you cut a big check every year. Nobody wants to see that money spent on a guy who's running around to hang out with his girlfriend. And then he pays the federal government back like $200 for a $30,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 flight.
We don't want a bunch of Hollywood wannabes. We want war.
That's right.
We want to save the country. Yeah. And we're not like the Democrats. Yeah. They're in a cult to cover stuff up. It's simple.
Well, and if you find out that a unit in your military is working against you and fighting against you and going to be turning around and be subversive later, you disband the damn unit, you fire everybody, and maybe you lock them up. That's what needs to be happening to our FBI.
This problem
not
by turning a blind eye. We don't do it anymore. Kyle Serafin, everybody should follow your work. Just search your name, and they will find it. Join us again soon, the next few days. You've been gone too long in the last month. Kyle Serafin, thank you so much. Roger Stone, straight ahead. Incredible news.
Quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help, too. And I've read online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But, yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm not looking for trouble, but I'm not going to roll over to slavery. And I am proud of the fact that in the last 10 years, every major globalist investigation, every major witch hunt, every major attack plan, I have been on the list and near the top of the list. Because that means I'm over the target. That means I'm giving them hell. There's only a few people, though, that on average have been above me in some of the lists. I'm a little bit jealous of. That's Roger Stone, General Flynn, Donald Trump. But seriously, this Arctic Frost stuff comes out. Huge hundreds of pages. And the key that's only getting picked up now, we put it through ChatGPT. I talked to FBI sources that can read the codes because a lot of this stuff's just codes at the top. It's all blacked out. Mass surveillance, gambling, campaign finance, money laundering, drugs. They were like all FBI nationwide, January 6th. Members of Congress, Trump supporters, his lawyers, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, find us something, put them in prison. Nixon had like 115 names or whatever it was. Roger was his confidant as the expert. He was telling me how many. It was like 100 and something names in a safe. And there was a note about he thought about using the IRS on people. We had the Obama administration target tens of thousands of Republican nonprofits and NGOs, hundreds of thousands of Republican voters. They bragged on MSNBC. Well, you're Republicans. You deserve it. So they've always been thousands of times worse than Republicans. But the biggest takeaway is all these witch hunts against Roger Stone and countless other people, and now this new one, not just Crossfire Hurricane, but Arctic Frost, they targeted hundreds of Republican law firms, Trump supporters, journalists like myself. In many cases, warrantless searches. Had everything I say is on air. I've been on air 5 hours today. I did hours this morning. I'll be on at midnight tonight with Xi Jinping coverage. But again, they project on us like Jasmine Crockett, who has secret bank accounts, secret stock portfolios. That's a felony to lie about that. But will she be indicted? Don't hold your breath. So these people project their own criminology onto us. They think we're like them. And imagine how they feel. Thousands of investigations, probably billions spent, and they can't get anything. Because we're not scum like you. We don't break laws. When we disagree, we change laws. A little bit different. We don't break laws, we change laws. Like getting rid of tax on baristas and bartenders and masseuses and waiters and waitresses. Yeah. We don't break laws, we change laws. So Roger Stone's with us to the end of the show. Really appreciate him joining us. With the auto pen scandal, all of it illegitimate, top-level house investigation unit, Arctic Frost, total proof of weaponization, beyond just trying to find something, you know, about election or whatever. This is insane. And the question is, what comes next? Roger Stone of StoneZone.com, Trump's former top political advisor and 50-year confidant. Roger Stone, where do we start here? I mean, this is just insane.
Alex, wait 1 minute here. Hold on.
Well, there we go. Methylene blue.
Stuff's unbelievable. I mean, I'm putting in 16, 18-hour days. I got unbelievable focus. And no, Alex doesn't pay me to say this, and he didn't know I was going to say it. Now, let's go to the topic.
Roger, we are in the elite club to be the most targeted. I mean, are you kind of proud of yourself?
Well, Alex, you know, this you're right about this is a grand tradition. Franklin Delano Roosevelt used the IRS to harass his political enemies very famously. Senator John Kennedy defeated Vice President Richard Nixon in 1960. It was not coincidental that Nixon got a random audit in 61, 62, only ending after 63, only ending after Jack Kennedy was dead. You saw.
And he said, I admit I didn't declare one thing. It was a Cocker Spaniel.
Exactly. As we know, Obama weaponized the IRS against conservative and Tea Party organizations and other libertarian and right leaning groups. But this is beyond all of that. This is, remember when Nixon had the enemies list? Well, let's be very clear. There was no enemies list. This was basically a concoction of John Dean, who, as you know, was the guy who planned, pushed, covered up the Watergate break-in. And once he decided to move left and try to become a whistleblower on his own illegal actions, he was the one who invented the idea of an enemies list. But the left went insane. They went completely insane. Now, it's also true that Nixon often talks in the Watergate tapes about using the IRS against people, but there's no evidence that Bob Haldeman, his chief of staff, ever carried out those orders. So, but this is an extraordinary thing where the National Republican Association of Attorney Generals, InfoWars, General Flynn. I mean, it is beyond ridiculous Ed Martin, who's currently at the Justice Department, Dan Scavino, the head of the Office of Presidential Personnel, one of the original Trump.
Is this not a blueprint of who the Patriots are?
It is, but I mean, targeted with what probable cause? You just don't like our politics? That's the irony here. You have they're out there saying Trump is on a rampage of revenge and retaliation against those who try to keep him accountable. No, Trump is insisting that those who broke the law and violated the Constitution beyond belief, spied on him, spied on his campaign, later spied on Republican senators, that those people be held accountable. And if they've broken the law, they should be prosecuted. There's no question that Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Rice, Obama, Biden, Mueller, Rosenstein, these people engaged in a seditious conspiracy. Let's see if a grand jury...
But these documents, even above Crossfire Hurricane, these are so bombshell. They're literally saying, we have his phone without a warrant. They're literally saying... We're find any crime, get them. I can't believe they admitted this on record. Like, this is total weaponization admitted.
No, I mean, look, they try to destroy the people whose voices are the loudest. This is why they came after InfoWars. That's why they've gone through all these bogus, defamation actions, which all you ever did was exercise your First Amendment right. So, I mean, they certainly went after me. You went after General Flynn. How is it the people on the list? There were targets. Yes, I think that's abundantly clear. But it's consistent with Jack Smith's entire,
modus operandi.
Not illegal and unconstitutional efforts to remove Donald Trump. When a federal prosecutor is coordinating with state prosecutors in Georgia and Arizona and Nevada and New York particularly, to bring all these ridiculous litigations, when there is no violation of crimes, the formation of an alternate elector state is a constitutional and legally protected act. It was done in the election of 1877 multiple times. Richard Nixon and John Kennedy had a fight over this. It appeared on election night that Nixon had carried Hawaii. Kennedy insisted once the absentees were counted, he would be the victor. He formed an alternative elector slate. It was good for him.
Yeah, it's totally normal, all legal. So right. now Senator Smith Grassley just gave an update. Sorry, go ahead.
Jack Smith twisted that into a crime. It is not a crime.
So Grassley just gave an update. Now we learn that Sinclair, Newsmax, not just you and I, not just Steve Bannon, Laura Trump, everybody. This was exactly what I was told by DOJ sources months ago. It was a dragnet to put thousands of us in jail. This is treason.
It certainly sounds like it to me. I mean, Sinclair, Newsmax, this is they're really going for, and InfoWars, obviously, they're going for the guts of any alternative reporting that reaches millions and millions of people and motivates, particularly as Fox has decided to, whatever they're doing, moving to the center or whatever you want to call
it. So what happens now that this is all coming out?
Well, that depends, I think, solely on our Justice Department. Let's kind of start at the beginning. The Russian collusion hoax has now been completely and totally exposed by declassifications by Tulsi Gabbard to be a fraud. The head of the Central Intelligence
Agency. And Obama, the documents directed it, like smoking gun.
It is there. The CIA director exposes the role of John Brennan. So the question is a simple one. Were those who engaged in the greatest single dirty trick in American history, those who engaged in the greatest single abuse of power in American history, a seditious conspiracy that is born in the White House or in a meeting that Obama presides over, and all of the co-conspirators are there, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Rice, and so on. That conspiracy goes all the way through the Russian collusion hoax, two completely fabricated and phony impeachment trials. Then we go into the January 6th Fedsurrection, and then we go into the documents case in which the president is entitled to have any document he wants under the Presidential Records Act. Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who was the judge in my case, ruled for Bill Clinton in an action in that regard. Bill kept classified documents in his sock drawer. So why they raided Mar-a-Lago is pretty clear. To get back the documents that incriminated
them. So here's the bottom line.
The documents that Tulsi Gabbard has now declassified.
So here's the bottom line. You got the floor right now. It's the 10 minutes we have left. Where are we? What do we need to do? You have them with the EBTs about to be shut off, the SNAP. They're at desperate, record low approval rating, record low fundraising. They're in total panic mode. All they want is civil war. Everything's coming unraveled. What's going to happen next? What should we do?
Well, a couple things I think are important. First of all, for the base of people who believe in Donald Trump and justice, people who want to see accountability and justice, then this Justice Department needs to move ahead to put this information in front of a grand jury. I would argue that because it's a conspiracy that runs all the way to the Mar-a-Lago raid, in which they go through Melania's panty drawer, just as they went through my wife's garment drawer, this can go to a grand jury in the Southern District of Florida. And I think you get a fair trial there as well. So, but is that happening? Is there somebody empowered to do that? I don't know. It's not a matter of public record. But I think the people who love Donald Trump and love this country think that the Brennans and the Clappers and the Comeys and the Rosensteins and Obama and Biden themselves need to be held accountable. And this idea that that's revenge or retaliation is nonsensical. And for them to say that we're the ones weaponizing the criminal justice system, this is like the entire American public had amnesia. Are they really that stupid? Because their crimes are so completely and totally naked. So this is why I think, for example, that the New York Attorney General Letitia James should be prosecuted for mortgage fraud and bank fraud. She says that this is rarely prosecuted. But she herself has prosecuted people in New York for this exact crime. So I think that trial should go forward. I'm still vexed by the question of Adam Schiff. It is very clear. These are all public documents.
Maryland, for those that don't know, we have the internal DOJ people saying there's not evidence, even though they have it ready to indict. They're blocking it again, which goes back to the DOJ. And we've got to name names at a certain time. I know we're trying to approximate exactly who's behind this, but the good news is Trump is impatient. He's not going to put up with this very long.
Look, I think that the president has promised the people justice, and I think he expects that those.
But he needs us to spotlight who we think is bad so he makes the right decision.
Well, look, we have an attorney general. We have a deputy attorney general. It is up to them, working with Cash Patel and the FBI, to move forward. Now, for all we know, that's happening. There may be a grand jury impanel that we're unaware of, or there may be subpoenas, in say the Brennan case. I'm sure you saw Brennan was referred by the House Committee, the Justice Committee, just days ago to Pam Bondi.
And I love his statement, like, James, this is weaponization. This is hurting my family. They brought false charges. We have real charges. It's so oxymoronic what they're doing.
Alex, that's a huge difference. I mean, Letitia James prosecutes Donald Trump under a state law in which no one has ever in the history of the state been prosecuted, claiming that he inflated the value of his assets that he used as collateral for real estate development
on paid off debts.
The banks said, that's very nice, Mr. Trump. We'll do our own due diligence. They look at his properties. They determine him to be creditworthy. They make $40 million in interest. He pays them back on time. So where's the crime? Who's the victim?
No, there is no crime. So let me ask you this big picture. Let me ask you a big picture. What about the EBT being cut off? The Democrats, record low fundraising, record low poll numbers. They're losing. They're dying as a party. Election fraud being exposed. What do we need to be worried about? What are they about to pull?
Well, there's one other key point here, and I think that will contribute to the downfall of the Democratic left, and that is there needs to be full investigation and accountability regarding Act Blue. Act Blue is the payment processing
caught red-handed, billions that they have used, money, totally illegal,
extraordinary numbers of strange money. I mean, this has many facets. You can go to find a woman in Las Vegas. Or outside Las Vegas, who gave to a U.S. Senate Democrat in Florida 27 times. When you go knock on her door, she doesn't know who you're talking about, and that's not her credit card. That kind of thing. to the nth degree, and then huge amounts of money from the Soroses and others that are siphoned in the case of small and medium-sized contributions. That's what the pattern of investigation by James O'Keefe and others.
Yeah, that's the question. Where do we attack the deep state?
I think that is cuts off a huge amount of their phony campaign funding. Look, Mamdani is a perfect example of this, Alex. Mamdani is not some grassroots phenomenon.
Oh, it turns out Obama, Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, I mean, but just the financing of it. It is a very strange interlocking connection of nonprofits, 501c4s, 501c3s, political parties, shifting money back and forth. It's all a contrivance. This guy is an internet sensation, right? He's all over Instagram. He's all over TikTok. How come in his first campaign finance report, not a single person bothered to go to his website and punch the contribute button? Not one? And then they very quickly amended their report.
All this money caught in a ton of lies. Isn't he good overall as a referendum on the Democrats, though? Almost hoping he gets elected.
Well, we'll talk about the impact of his election. I feel very badly for the people of New York because this is a guy who's been very clear. He's going to defund the police. He's opposed to cash bail of any kind. He says that criminals, the only purpose to incarcerate criminals is to please their victims. This is a guy who's already announced he's going to pay for all of his free giveaways after he nationalizes the grocery stores by raising taxes on white people.
Yeah, the guy is a political suicide bomber.
There's no question about it. So this is not going to be good for New York. Large employers will leave. Small employers will just close. There'll be a huge mass exodus. Property values will go down. Property values in the suburbs will go up. Many people already moving to Florida. This is going to be a disaster. And if the voters want to see what happens when you elect communists, when you elect jihadi communists in this case, you'll just look at New York City.
So what is your prediction? Is he going to win?
I'm afraid that he does. Yes. Andrew Cuomo is just weak toast, and it wasn't all that long ago.
Killing old people and doing all. It's like why can't the Democrats field something real?
But it's even worse than that, Alex. This is a man who actually said, if you believe in the right to bear arms or you support the right to life, there's no place for you in New York. You need to leave here. That's what he said.
I morally oppose somebody bad, so I oppose Mondami with 100%, but I also sit back sick going, when he crashes New York, this is a referendum for 2026, 2028, right?
No, the whole world will be able to see this is what happens. This will be the classic example. This will be exhibit A in the fact that socialism and communism don't work. The city's going to be a wreck by the time of the next presidential.
Yeah, so we fight him 100%. We don't take a dive, but then,
Well, I mean, look, he's going to have a progressive majority on the city council, and it's very clear that Governor Hochul, who does have huge financial strings on the mayor based on the way New York State government, city and state government is financed, is clearly not going to stand up to him because she needs the support of the far left to survive her own upcoming gubernatorial primary.
The left is fully taking control of the Democrats. They're not going to reform like Bill Maher wished they would. They're going to get worse. So what is the Democratic Party about to turn into? Just howling, even more psychopathic?
Let me tell you something, Alex. When AOC calls Chuck Schumer, Chuck breaks into a cold sweat. Okay? Kathy Hochul, who's got some of the highest unfavorable ratings, she was lieutenant governor. She was a gift left to the people of New York by Andrew Cuomo when he was forced out of office. And he quit just ahead of impeachment, not because he jammed COVID patients into nursing homes, which is what I think he should have gone down for, but for playing grab ass with women, allegedly, which he denies. He had $6 million left over, so he's running for this office. He's out of gas, in my view. He has the second highest unfavorable ratings of the three candidates. Carlos Sliwa is substantially lower. The only guy I've ever seen worse.
So let me ask you in closing, what happens to Mondami then? So he's going to be the mayor. What happens to him?
I think he immediately is deified by the left, and he starts defunding the police and starts to, trying to collect the money to give free stuff to
illegals. And then New York descends into hell. So what's...
And he clashes with ICE, which is something that hasn't happened in New York, but will now happen in New York. Because remember, the mayor controls the police department. The police department here is already pretty corrupted.
But they can't think that's a referendum to 2026 and 2028?
It is exactly that. That's why, while it's horrible for New Yorkers, it's going to give the American
people... Why does the left always only think one-dimensional? Why can't they think next order? I don't get that.
I don't think that this is... You're criticizing people who have systematically taken over the old Democrat Party of John F. Kennedy and Harry Truman.
So they feel emboldened.
Turned it into a Marxist league.
So they think they're invincible.
Well, I mean, first of all, remember, these are people who are very sick with Trump derangement syndrome. So their political thinking is not all that straight. But to them, Bernie Sanders is a hero. And he's that tired old socialist windbag, is back for another cycle with his sidekicks, Jasmine Crockett and AOC. That is the face of the Democrat primary.
Well, good luck for them. All right, Roger, we'll talk to you soon. The War Room's coming up with Harrison Smith, StoneZone.com. Incredible job. And I want to come back on ABC. Great response. Number one show in the country now, syndicated radio. Great job, Roger Stone. Everybody find his information at StoneZone.com. All right. Harrison's about to take over. Look, the Democrats are on a suicide mission. They think they can take us with them. As long as we're not violent, we're loving, we tell the truth, we're going to win, okay? Just pray to Jesus. All right, I'm out of time. There's one variable that stops us from winning. This isn't hype. This show delivers. This is like the OG operation. Our guests, everything. Go to thealexjonesstore.com where Ultra Methylene Red, limited supply is there, up to 50% off when you sign up for auto ship, canceling time, is available. It supercharges Methylene Blue. We have the Methylene Blue, all of it discounted. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. We need your support. These products work. We only bring you things that absolutely work because we want you to love them and get them again and again. All you got to do is say, wow, this guy fights tyranny. The evil hates him. Why don't I support him? Because I love that less than 1% of the millions of viewers a day that actually buy something. I just sit back and go, God, imagine if the general public got off the bench and actually went to thealexjonesstore.com and wore an InfoWars shirt or a Trump shirt and saw the great response they got. 99% positive. The 100th person might kill you. It's an adventure to wear one. The point is, you don't have to go out and do that and buy a T-shirt. Just get Ultra Methylene Blue. Get Ultra Methylene Red. Limited supply. Just came out. Get it. It's going to sell it by Sunday at current sales rates. Get it now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultra Methylene Red. Become a VIP for $30 a month, counseling time. Get $40 to spend instantly. Special deals, special offers, and more. Become a VIP if you can buy anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But regardless of what you do, share the live feed for Alex Jones on X and InfoWars.com/show. Harrison Smith takes over now on the InfoWars feed.
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about Methylene Blue.
Methylene Blue?
Methylene Blue.
Methylene Blue.
I have shared the Methylene Blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned, because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart. It removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg, and I added some of the liquid stuff here, the Methylene Blue, stopped the bleeding, alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it, and now it's healed up on, faster. So they don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's great. I love how everybody in the InfoWars audience just buys Methylene Blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? You talk about the wart, other people have talked about, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
One more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is, I don't have to...
have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. You know, when Big League came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market, like Methyl Drive and Power Plant specifically, I'm very proud of. You know, it's been a blast to get to work with Big League. They work with some of the biggest, some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country, and what I've been able to do with them is really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, you know, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Big League.
Again, thank you so much. Check out the alexjonesstore.com today, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.